own son will be the leading one at that meeting. Going to be a meeting in the end, in that sweet, sweet vibe. yes, I do declare.
Just think.
God's own son will be a leader at that meeting in the air.
One more time. Oh,
there's going to be a meeting. All the sweet, sweet God in mind. We're going to reach you, meet you over there in that home beyond the sky.
Seated. Praise the name of the Lord.
Amen.
I'm so happy.
Hallelujah.
Amen. I'm happy. Amen. I thank the Lord for His mercy and grace. Are you excited about tonight?
Amen.
Have you come prepared for tonight?
Amen.
That's the most important thing, is that you've come prepared for this evening.
Amen.
You know what? I heard about Malachi 4. I heard about Revelations 10:7. But now, I see.
Amen.
Amen. I also heard that there was a pillar of fire that led the children out of Israel. And I heard that there was a pillar of fire that Paul met on his way to Damascus. I heard about it. But now, I see. That's pretty powerful right there. Now, I wrote that down yesterday afternoon. I thought, Lord, how great Thou art.
Yeah.
We have truly what that prophet said. We heard about all these things in the Bible, all these things that took place. But now we see, we're living in that time. We see those things that are happening. We heard about the dead being raised. Now we see it.
Amen.
Oh, my goodness. When I had y'all raise your hands and ask, you know, how many of you has been healed? And y'all raised their hands. Yeah, how many's been healed?
Amen.
Praise the name of the Lord. Hey, that's Jesus Christ.
Hallelujah.
The same yesterday, today, and forever.
Amen.
He still answers prayer. He's still the same God. He's still the same pillar of fire.
Yeah.
That's His picture, and He's right here.
Yeah.
Right here with us tonight.
Yeah.
I know that He's here. He came with me.
Yeah.
He's got to come with you.
Yeah.
Amen?
Amen.
We heard that prophet tell us too. He said, we have to get desperate.
Amen.
Did you come desperate tonight?
Amen.
I'm desperate.
Amen.
I want to get desperate. He says, when we get desperate, he thinks things start to happen.
Amen.
And he did in the comparison. He says that it is with people when they're in an accident or something happens, they're going to die. And it's like, oh Lord, the first things, people that their whole life, they never said nothing about the Lord or anything else or didn't worry about the Lord or nothing. But when they're dying, boy, they're crying. oh Lord, help me, Lord. Might be too late.
Yeah.
It's like he said that soldier, he come down, he goes, where did you leave him at? He said, that's where he's at. Isn't that something? He's sitting there waiting on him to come back. He goes, I don't remember. He said, you better think fast. He said, you're dying.
Yeah, that's right.
Now lay me down to sleep. He said, he left him at the cradle. He says, but when you get desperate, God moves on the scene. So I want to be desperate. Because when we get desperate, God moves on the scenes, and then the things happen. And all the promises that are in the book, they belong to us.
Amen.
And he said that's what he's been training us for, is to be that way constantly before him. Like we've said many times, it's like the little children. The more that you cry, that's the kid you're going to pay attention to, the more that he cries. Don't take that to heart, little kids. But it is before Father. It's a lesson. It is that the more we cry and we beg him, he goes, we tell him that we're here. We're not going no place. I'm desperate, Lord.
Yes.
That's what you have to do with your salvation. That's what you have to do with your healing. It has to do whenever, whatever that we want. You get desperate. I'm not going no place, Lord. This is it.
Amen.
I got no place else to go. We are like Peter. Where are we going to go?
Amen.
It's the same thing Peter said to Jesus, that in our day and time, what we believe, that this is God's prophet.
Yeah.
Where would we go?
Amen.
You've got the words of eternal life.
Amen.
They are the words of eternal life for the bride of Jesus Christ. So
Amen.
We do want to keep desperate before the Lord. Have you been in communion today?
Yes.
Amen. My brother Branham says in the communion, we're getting ready to take the Lord's Supper. But he says communing is talking and speaking with him.
Amen.
And that's constant. We need to keep in that communication all the time, 24/7. I have a lot of exciting things to talk about tonight. A lot of exciting things that I know it's on my heart. We're back there. I'm surprised if you didn't hear a three of us back there in that room back there. We're having a little pre-jubilee. Well, you start talking about the word two or three gather together, he's in your midst.
Amen.
You get together, you sit and hear the word, and sometimes I felt like Brother Branham said that, excuse me, when he was out in the woods, he said he heard that, and that squirrel was looking up at him, and he goes, you think that was something? Watch this. And just you get blessed. When you hear the word, you just get blessed. You thank the Lord. It's like praise the name of the Lord.
Amen.
One of the things that I'm excited to talk to you about is that if you've seen and on the website that we made the announcement about the Agapo tablet from coming out from the voice of God.
Praise the Lord.
Yes. That's been 3 years in the making, and you don't even know yet what it's going to do. And it blesses me that you're just happy about it. It don't matter. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for a group of people that love the message and stand behind it. And if it's going to do something to bless the bride of Jesus Christ for doing it, I'm happy. I'm happy about it. And it is. It's a milestone for the bride of Jesus Christ. It's a milestone for this message. And it's a vision that I can truly say that has been on my heart since we started the Voice of God.
Amen.
It's a vision come true. That while we've been working on this project for 3 years, and it reminds me, we're talking as a family. It's like when Solomon built the temple, it was been a long time for it to be built. And it was all done away and put back. And, you know, I reckon it to where is that we believe that we are building that temple. We are that temple.
Amen.
Ain't that nice? As Brother Branham said, that was fresh.
Amen.
It was neat that when they were building the temple, that he said you didn't hear the saw, you didn't hear the hammer, you didn't hear all the things that they cut down the trees in Lebanon. They were in the quarries, they cut down the quarries, they hewed the stone and everything else. And then they shipped it all into Jerusalem, and they come in there and they assembled it, and then they put the temple together. They have to think, it's like, Lord, that's what we're doing.
Amen.
You know what? When they get the books overseas and the tape, they don't hear the presses running. They don't hear the printing machines, boom, kaboom, boom, kaboom, kaboom. They don't hear the taping of the boxes and stuff. All they get is just the word.
Amen.
All the work's been done someplace. They don't hear the sawing or the hammering or anything else. And it's building the temple.
Amen.
And thank the Lord, that's the word, the message, is building a temple that won't fail.
Amen.
Because it's the bride of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
But we are excited about the Agapo tablet and what it's going to do. There's, excuse me, it was kind of a little teaser that thrown out for the people of what it will do. But it is going to change completely the way that the work is done for the voice of God and the distribution of the message around the world.
Amen.
And it's going to be a tool that where technology has come to in our day and time that we truly believe, like the recording, Father let all those things happening for this message.
Amen.
I believe it. That's the only thing that's worth anything.
Amen.
He let that happen. That's why we have a tape recorder. He said that's the reason it was made. And where would we be without that?
Amen.
But it's always been the vision that we have had is that every believer around the world could hear the voice of God for themselves.
Amen.
It's wonderful, and the tapes they have, I mean, the books that they have, they're placing, they're such a blessing. But you know how it is. You want to hear it. And the people want to hear it in their own language. And now through technology of what it has is through the MP3s, MP4s, everything that's out there, the technology that's out there to be able to give the message, everything on a little bitty SD card is nothing. Everything to where it was impossible. I remember when we started Voice of God, is the reel-to-reel tapes. It just is impossible. Even when we started the cassettes, is back in there in the early 80s, it was like $6,000 or $7,000 back then to own all the cassettes. It's impossible. It's like that'd be $20,000, $30,000. Not a normal person. And that's here for the United States, but overseas it's impossible. But now, God's made a way. Amen. That we've got it everywhere. You've got it on your phone. You got it on your MP3 player. You got it in your car. And now with the technology and the way that it is, we can let that be to the bride of Jesus Christ around the world.
Amen.
And to be able, the big thing that is going to be able to do is for our foreign translation people. And that it is that we are going to be able to now is be able to give the message via over the internet, all the translation work instantly to the bride of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
When it's translated. Amen. That they'll no longer have, yes. You just don't know how great that is.
Amen.
That it is, and not to go in full detail, is that we say we're going to be telling more about that and putting it out on the internet and mailing it. But, you know, I felt like Brother Branham said, he said, I want you all to know first. And you should. Anything that he did, he said, I want to come back to that tabernacle. I want that tabernacle to know first.
Amen.
And that you are that tabernacle.
Amen.
You're just the next generation of that tabernacle. Amen. Well, I'm that generation too.
Amen.
Ooh, that's hurt. Helen, me and you. And you too, Billy, wherever you are. But it is that it's always been that when we do in the translation work is that, for instance, for the Spanish, we have to get 4 or 5 books translated. Then we have to get them proofed. And then after they get proofed, then we have to get them printed. Then we have to get the cassettes edited. Then after the cassettes are edited, then we have to have them duplicated or even put into MP3 format. So then we have to get containers ready, put them in the, print the books, get the MP4s ready, put them in the containers, ship them overseas. Then the distribution has to go. They have to go out and get it into the rural areas or into the jungles or into the churches. With the new Agapo tablet, what they're going to be able to do is instantly, is when a message is translated, they will have their tablet, just like you have now. It'll come on and it will alert them. Hey, there's a new message in Spanish. Press the button instantly around the world. Amen. Yes. I mean, everywhere in the world, it would be like if we sent a shipment of containers that it's got to go, one's got to go to, for Spanish, has to go to Central America, it has to go to Honduras, has to go to Nicaragua, it has to go to El Salvador, it has to go to Colombia, it has to go to Venezuela, it has to go with each one of them countries. Sometimes the crates are so small, they have to wait until more books come or more something comes. Now, to be able to get everything in an instant around the world, if somebody speaks Spanish and they're in Russia, they can get it instantly. We don't have to ship one book there or anything. And what they get is they get the full book and they get the voice at the same time.
Amen.
Oh, that's...
Amen.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. It does a whole lot more than that, but we're going to be able to give the people their... The Deep Call to the Deep, the 20th Century Prophet, and anything that's been translated in their languages, they'll have all the messages in English, all the books in English, all their languages in multiple languages. If it's in South Africa, they'll have, you know, Shona, Bemba, Zulu, Afrikaans, English, whatever they have, everything will be on the tablet. Every message that's available, or that they might go into a village, and a lot of times people speak different languages. So it might be somebody in the family, the kids speak Shona and the parents speak Zulu, and a lot of times that happens. So they'll have one device that'll have everything on it that will be able to play the message, just to have the same thing that we do.
Yeah.
Wonderful for the bride of Jesus Christ. Believe me, the devil is the brothers that are here from the voice of God that's worked on it for many years. He's done everything that he can to try to stop that from happening. He can't.
Amen.
He can't do it. He said you might be able to stop the man, but you can't stop the message.
Amen.
Aren't you glad he can't stop the message? We wouldn't be here. Amen. The best to be seated. Have other, a lot of exciting news to tell you too is, another reason I am, I'm happy tonight just to be here to have fellowship with you and to be able to have the Lord's Supper with you. What a special day it is for the Bride of Jesus Christ. But
amen.
I do got some wonderful news here. I heard yesterday that you have been named heirs to everything. Heirs to everything.
Hey.
Heirs to everything. Amen. You may be seated. You know what? And it's unbelievable what you're getting. I seen. The Lord let me see what he's going to give you. It's unbelievable. It is. It's unbelievable. You think you got a rich uncle? He can't give you what you're going to get. He can't even come close to what you're going to get.
Amen.
You know, I started thinking that as over the holidays that you give the Lord your time. Tonight, he's going to give you something back. Because you can't outgive the Lord Jesus. Amen.
Amen.
Like Brother Branham said, that we are here living in this time seeing the Word of God being manifested before our very eyes, watching it happen. And it is being heirs to everything, that it all belongs to us. He said you're going to have to fight for it.
Amen.
Every inch of it.
Yeah.
But it belongs to you.
Amen.
And Satan can't take it. He can't take it back from you. You are, once that you are, like he says, it doesn't matter if you're drunk or what you are, it's been left to you, it's yours. It just flat belongs to you. Everything belongs to you, it's yours. Fight for it, but you'll get it. Amen?
Amen.
It's been a fight, but we got it. You're the richest people in the world. Nobody can compare to what you got and what you own and what belongs to you. When you really think about it, that every promise in the book, everything that's in the Word that belongs to you and it's yours, that you become an heir of to that. Oh. Watch out. I'm telling you, I like to share one of the reasons we're happy people. Amen?
Amen.
This is a happy church. It's a happy bride. It's a happy group of people. Amen. Praise the Lord. I found out one of the reasons why we're happy. Praise the Lord. A lot of reasons. I'm just going to read you one of them. He says, oh, you say, I can't see those things. I don't believe in shouting. I don't believe in speaking in tongues. I don't believe in divine healing. It just shows you've never got the victory. You got the victory?
Yeah.
Amen. You got to do better than that. He said, that's right. But once, one time you get the victory, then you got it.
Amen.
He says, then you have it. He says, yes, sir, then I can shout.
Amen.
He says, David danced before the Lord when the ark was brought back to its resting place. Amen.
Amen.
When David saw the word as it was then with the tablets of stone brought back to its right place, David rejoiced and danced in the spirit around and around and around. Why? He saw the word back in its place. Because you're going to be standing on this one. You know, God looked down out of heaven and he said, just like I believe he's looking down out of heaven right now and right here. And he looked down out of heaven and said, David, you're a man after my own heart. Praise the Lord. See? Why? He had done lost all pride. He had done lost all of his. Yet he was married to the king's daughter, but that wasn't even considered then. He knew that he had acquaintance with the possessor of heavens and earth, and here was the word of God coming right back among them again. And David was so happy, he danced. He just danced as hard as he could. In his place. So let's all tell you clapping. Say hallelujah. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah.
Glory.
Amen. And I think you just said, Branham Tabernacle, your people after my own heart.
Glory.
Amen. Praise the name of the Lord. I'm not ashamed of this message or what I believe. I'm happy with what I believe because I'm an heir to all things. I possess and own heavens and earth. They all belong to me. And the one that's coming, it ain't even here yet, and I own it. Praise the Lord. Amen. You may be seated. Amen. We have a dedication tonight. Praise the Lord. Are they here? Are they here? Oh, praise the Lord. Let's sing a little song. Bring them in as they come.
Bring them in. Bring them in. Bring them in from the fields of sin. Bring them in.
Rosie Jewel.
Rosie Jewel. Truly Rosie.
Amen.
What a special blessing this is.
Amen.
For this church.
Yes.
Tonight. And to see this couple standing here and hold this baby.
Yes.
You're seeing word fulfilled. We don't serve a living God.
Amen.
We come a little too late.
Amen.
For we believe.
Yeah.
What a privilege and honor it is to be a part of God's great economy, to be part of that bride. I just want to be a doormat, Lord Jesus, and serve you. Little Rosie, let's bow our heads. Gracious Heavenly Father, what a privilege and honor it is to stand here tonight and hold this little jewel, Lord, of love that you've given to this family. Lord, what a special occasion this is, Lord, that bringing this family back together, Lord, and bring this love gift that they want to together is to come up here and present her into your hands, Lord Jesus. Little Rosie Jewel, Lord Jesus, we just pray that you'll be with her, Lord. May you keep your hand up over her, Lord Jesus. Bless her life, Lord, wherever she goes, whatever she does, Lord, that she'd be an example to other children, Lord. And if time would go on, that, Lord, you would use her in some way, Lord Jesus, to spread this message, Lord. Bless and be with her. Bless and be with this family, Lord. May you always be the guest in their home, Lord Jesus. May they raise up this child in the admonition to love you and this word, Lord. May you, they always put you first in all things, Lord Jesus. And Father, now we take this sweet little love gift, Lord, and we place her back into your hands for your honor and your glory, Lord. We give her back to you in the precious and lovely name of the Lord Jesus. Amen. 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 Get you ready for mommy now. God bless you. Praise the Lord. Amen.
Bring them in, bring them in, bring them in from the fields of sin. Bring them in, bring them in, bring the little ones to Jesus.
Don't you love him?
Amen.
I love him with all my heart.
Amen.
Amen. Just reach out and touch the Lord. Brother Joseph asked me, he says, you know, just say what's on your heart and take the prayer request. And I don't know that I have anything else to say, Brother Joseph, now. Stole my thunder, everything. Everything I was going to say on my heart, he said it all. But I'm an heir to all things. He gave it to me. And I'm happy about it. You know, Prince William over there in England and everything, he's going to be king. Someday he's going to own it all. He's going to have all the jewels. He's going to have everything that belongs to him. That ain't nothing. I'm an heir to all things. Heaven and earth, everything there is. My Father gave it to me. Amen. Satan said, well, you're a good for nothing, no good. That's right, but the voice of God said, I'm a son of God. Amen. Amen. You know, we're not just doing a ritual tonight as we take these prayer requests to the Lord. No, I'm a possessor of all things. He said to ask and I shall receive.
Amen.
And it's mine.
Amen.
Amen. I'm a believer. Are you a believer?
Amen.
Amen. Brother Branham, he said, check your motive and objective.
Amen.
When we check that, and we're in line with it, and with this word, then Lord, I can lay my request on there, and I can, with anticipations, get ready to receive that right now. Amen. Don't you love him?
Amen.
Then let's just stand our feet, and let's sing, reach out and touch the Lord. I love him. And it's reach out and touch the Lord as he goes by. And you will find he's not too busy to hear your heart's cry. He is passing by this moment. Have some, raise your hand to the Lord as we bow our heads. Heavenly Father, just thank you so much. We've seen you work time and time again. Just what a beautiful thing, Lord, what you did this very night, Lord, to bring our brother Joseph and our sister Rochelle up here. Thank you, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
We're a possessor of all things. We love you, Lord, and to think of what you did for years in the making, Lord, with Brother Joseph and the Voice of God recordings to get this tablet, the people could hear the message everywhere around the world, just at a snap of a button, Lord. Thank you, Lord, to bring that vision to fulfillment. Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
We love you, Lord. And we're so thankful that you give us ears to hear it.
Amen.
And Lord, you give us a heart to receive it, Lord.
Amen.
We love you, Lord. Bless your people tonight, Lord. There's requests written down here, Lord. We didn't take the time to read them. There was hands lifted. Lord, there's families represented here. Lord, we're a possessor of all things. And Lord, we just place these requests to you, Lord, with anticipations and with knowing that you'll answer prayer, Lord. You're on the scene, Lord. There's nothing impossible with you. And Lord, we love you, Lord, and give you thanks for the answer to everything, Lord. And Lord, tonight as we hear that word, Lord, oh God, quicken it to us, Lord, once again. We invite you into this service, Lord, to walk up and down each and every aisle, Lord, to speak to us, to minister to us, Lord, to draw us closer to you. As we come forward to take this Lord's Supper, Lord, Lord, we do it in remembrance of you, Lord, what you did for us. Thank you for it, Lord. We commit the whole service to you, Lord, as Brother William comes to lead us in singing, Lord. Just help us to just give you praise, Lord. We love you, Lord. Be at the further part of this service, and we commit it all to you. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, amen. Reach out
and touch the Lord as He goes by. You will find it's not too easy to hear your heart's cry. He is passing by this moment. Your needs to supply. Reach out and touch the Lord as He goes by. Oh, reach out and touch the Lord as He goes by. You will find He's not too busy to hear your heart's cry.
Hallelujah.
He is passing by this moment, your needs to supply. Reach out and touch the Lord as He
Amen. I just feel so good. I had a list here I've been praying about for songs, and I just, after hearing and feeling the presence of the Lord, I have to sing this song. It wasn't on my list, but it's I Will Celebrate.
Amen.
Singing to Him a new song. Amen.
Amen.
I will celebrate, sing unto the Lord. We'll sing to Him a new song. Celebrate, I will celebrate. Sing unto the Lord, I will sing to Him a new song. Celebrate, I will celebrate. Sing unto the Lord, I will sing to Him a new song. Celebrate, I will celebrate. Sing unto the Lord, I will sing to Him a new song. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Celebrate, I will celebrate. Sing unto the Lord, I will sing to Him a new song. Celebrate now, I will celebrate. Sing unto the Lord, I will sing to Him a new song. Oh, hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. I worship and I sing to Him a new song. Praise Him, I will praise Him. I will sing to Him a new song. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Praise Him, I will praise Him. I will sing to Him a new song. Praise Him, a cappella. Oh, I will praise Him. I will sing to Him a new song. Praise Him. I will praise Him. I will sing to Him a new song. Gracious Heavenly Father, how we thank You and praise You and worship You, Lord. How we thank You for Your goodness towards us, Lord, and Your love and Your presence, Father. We thank You, Lord, for this portion of this service and ask You bless each giver, Lord, that the tithes and offerings would be used to Your good service, Father, for we ask in the blessed and mighty name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen.
I will praise Him. I will sing to Him a new song. Praise Him. I will praise Him. I will sing to Him a new song.
I just had to sing that song. I just feel so enthused up here, and I feel the presence of the Lord. It's just, let's give the Lord a big hand. It's just so wonderful to have a God that we can hold to His unchanging hand.
Amen.
Time is filled with swift transitions. Not a earth unmoved can stand and build your hopes on things eternal. Hold to God's unchanging hand.
Changing hands.
Just build your hopes on things eternal. Hold to God's unchanging hand and trust in Him who will not leave you.
Eternal, hold